So, Jim, what an incredible couple of days.
Yeah, it's been an amazing ride. I'm still speechless, to be honest. I really am incredibly, incredibly humbled. And I think it's really cemented my really profound feeling of being a part of something, not apart from it. You know, it's a culmination of a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice and a lot of belief, mainly belief that these stories need to be told and the people that I'm kind of representing by telling them. It's just been incredible. It really has.
Who'd have thought that a book dealing with such serious subjects in such a serious way would get such an incredible response on Kickstarter?
Absolutely. Well, I really genuinely think that it's a massive positive, because it's really showing that people care about these issues. And if people care about these issues, and you know, that's one of the things, the main thing that I love about photography is that it's such a powerful communicator and educator, and it takes realities to other people that might not experience it. And, you know, my hope through making the work has always been to, you know, share this testimony and to share this experience that's shared by so many thousands of people, not just in my town, but thousands of towns like it throughout the country. And if it takes it into homes that are experiencing it, then there's like a comradeship and a relationship between those people in the audience. And if it takes it to people that have no experience of what it's like to, for example, have no help because they're suffering a mental illness and their essential services have just been decimated, obliterated, and forced into extinction by cuts. So this Kickstarter tells me that people care, because I think it's more, it's certainly, I don't even know if I ever even imagined it as just being a book about photography. Because I don't even feel like I'm a photographer, really. So for me, this is just emblematic that people can get motivated, and together, we've just done this really amazing thing. It's been an incredible experience. You know, I had no experience of Kickstarter from having the faith placed in me and the belief in the work and the stories that I'm sharing. From an amazing publisher, from, you know, Colin and Blue Coat, for him to come forward and give me this opportunity to do this, all the way through to seeing it fundraised in 12 hours, you know, when there's 30 days, isn't it? So that's incredible. But what it tells to me is that all the work so far, not just by me, this is really important. You know, the work that I do, I feel is just like such a small elements, you know, it's significant, but it's relatively small. The real work has been by all the people that I've now known for 7, coming on 8 years, who've allowed me into their lives and homes and experiences and pain and tragedy and suffering and sometimes joy, but essentially almost continual struggle. Yeah, it's incredible. It's really incredible. It really is.
It's, you know, yeah, they're the stories, but, you know, it's your work that's telling those stories. I mean, you know, it's, you know, I know you, you know, we've known each other for a while now, and I know you're incredibly, you play that side of it down, but it is great work.
It should be. All I try and do is be as good as the giving of the people that I'm with. And I really mean that. You know, it's, I can't think of a great, my oldest visual metaphor is, if you're a plumber, you don't really expect to get a pat on the back for making a good job of fixing the sink. And my role in this is to do the best job I can to make sure at the very least I'm getting the point across, getting the message across, getting the testimony across. So I've always felt that my work has to be good. I never genuinely feel as though it is. I'm sure all photographers have this deep anxiety, or at least I do, but you know, I'm only as good as my next photograph. So as soon as I've done it, you're in the Beatles, you don't listen to your own record, do you? You listen to everyone else's. You listen to the Beach Boys and you think, we've got to do that. So I'm always continually, you know, it's all a learning curve, you know. So I still feel like I'm in that. Now, I was thinking about this the other night, and I've always felt that it's a bit like looking at a mountain, and you're at the bottom, and you see the top, and it's maybe you can't even see the top because it's above the cloud bank. It's almost it's impossible to envision how high up it is. And I always treat from day one where I was borrowing a camera and I didn't know how to use it, and I knew nothing about the history of photography or anything like that. I just treated every single little step as like another little flag going up the mountain. And it was always about continuously moving forwards. And this is another major flag in that journey. And my hope is, in a massive way, that certainly the photographic journey should never be one that ends. I always want to be making that journey because the journey is the important part, you know. So, yeah.
It kind of it brings around the question as to, you know, on that journey, on that long form format which you work, why the book now?
That's a great question. I'd planned to do it in maybe another 5 or 10 years, I think. The reason absolutely now is, were I to do it then, there's every chance it would be after the fact. And I think that the weight and the impact has to be the weight and the impact of these stories and this reality, this very real reality for thousands and thousands and thousands of people, has to be in the public domain whilst those that would be responsible for creating it by policy or philosophy, leadership, governance, are still in power. I don't want to be talking about it after the fact. It loses its impact. You know, I mean, Cameron's gone, but we've got an unelected prime minister at the moment who's continuing the barbaric cuts. So it seems only just that we, you know, you don't fight a fight after the need for it. For me, it was about, you know, it's almost like a call to arms. If your tool is a camera, or your tool is if you're a painter, or if you're a writer, or a musician, or anything within the arts, or whatever it is that you can pick up and you can do, now's the time to do it. So I felt maybe I was forestalling. I was thinking, you know, it's going to be great to tell these stories in a huge, expansive, long form art, but I can still do that. That's not going to go away. I'm still going to be making this work as long as I live. So it seems that, and it is rightly so, that now has to be the time because it's still going on. So if you want to be, if you want to have any impact to try and to make a difference and to make it stop, to make a change, to use the tools that you have to illuminate, to kind of, for me, it's all about, you know, if you can get people to see these stories and see this reality, and there's many, many, many people doing the same kind of work, all of a sudden it's like the collective consciousness. You know, you see it online all the time, this kind of like hive mind thing. People get it, you know, and it's such a fast way to communicate. It would be an eternal regret if I hadn't done it now, because it seems the most pressing, vital time to do it.
It seems to me, well, I know, you know, the word controlling is kind of the wrong word, but you are very careful in the context in which the work is seen.
Yeah.
And the way in which it's kind of engaged with.
Well, these are real people, and it's my town. All this work's made within 3 miles from where I'm sat. So, yeah, for sure, I'm a member of the community, so it's important to me to be responsible. You have to be responsible. You know, you can't be irresponsible with it, because we're talking about people's lives.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because the moment you put it into a book form, and when you get the kind of response you've had to the work and the stories, you know, through this Kickstarter and this funding kind of call, I just wonder if it's going to get slightly more difficult to actually control that, you know, as kind of the images and so forth. What do you think?
Well, the images are supplied with context within the book. There's lots of quotes from interviews that place them into a context. So when you're looking at an image, there's a very real explanation of what's happening. They're not adrift, they're not unhinged from the reality that they're representing. You know, that's always been really important to me. And as far as controlling where they go, I've already turned down a few people and newspapers gleefully, actually, because, you know, it really, we've got the internet, we've got bookshops. We don't necessarily have to go through channels that maybe once upon a time were the only way to get things to a mass audience. We can do that. Yeah, we can do that.
Well, you know, you and I have spoken about social media and we've spoken about online a lot over the years. But if this isn't the coming together, the proof, the evidence of the power of that online community, I mean, I always sort of say if you're not part of it, you're kind of not part of the conversation.
Absolutely. And my big hope is the kind of passion and the kind of, I mean, we see it all the time. Everybody's got an opinion online and everybody's very vocal about it and very demonstrative and very very passionate about the things that they believe in an online context. My only ever fear about the online community is that sometimes it can be an sort of anesthetic, that people get their vitriol out at their keyboard and then it stops and then it doesn't translate into the physical reality. And that's something that we've got to do. If we really care about these things, if we're really passionate about making change, if we really object to just something really simple, like the probable potential privatization of the NHS, or the further dismantling of the welfare state, or just making cuts to mental health services, just take that one thing. If we really care about that, we've got to get it offline. We can use offline as a tool to make the collectives, to empower that sense of unity through work, through testimony, through talking and listening to people. But then we've got to take it outside the online world, if you like, and really make change happen. We can, because it's millions of people that are saying these things are wrong. We've just got to be more kind of more constructive. Not constructive, but we've got to take that empowerment and use it, because we've got it. Sometimes I think we don't know we've already got it, but we do.
I think kind of in a way this book, you know, it's almost kind of part of that kind of history of British photography, whether you like it or not. I think, I know, but I think it's going to be, it's going to have that weight.
Well, I'd be very humbled. It's really weird. I've made a point throughout I look at the last 7 years as my education within photography, if you like, and it's pretty much, you know, the education of an autodidact. So I've had to find out things that interest me and teach myself. And along the way, you meet communities and people that I've literally had so many mentors that have helped me and said, you know, you should really check this person out or find this person. And I kind of really fell in love with kind of educating myself about this fine tradition of certainly people working within the UK, documenting social climate, social change, social problems. And it seemed to dwindle out maybe in the mid-90s, because there's so much amazing work throughout the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, the 80s especially. You know, a lot of my photographic heroes were working in the 70s and the 80s, and they were really, really fucking passionate about what they did. Certainly a book that changed my life was by the Exit Photography Group. And looking at the work that they did really gave me a boost, because, you know, there's that thing when you're kind of ignorant to the history, you feel, and maybe rightly so, that no one's ever done what you've done before, because you don't know. You haven't done the research. You haven't had the experience to that great learning. And then I began to find people that, oh, other people have made work just in, you know, people's houses and or they've, you know, worked with, you know, maybe more about listening than just simply seeing. And they've worked with context and they've worked within the framework of like a resistance to people being abused. And I do see it as a form of abuse when the most vulnerable are the ones most likely to be preyed upon by the people that work for us. That's something that I think that you have to resist against. And rather than kind of take that as, oh God, I'm not unique, I'm not special, I took that as a real great kind of inspiration. I thought, Christ, there's a tradition here. And I felt kind of inspired and driven to, and really inspired to be in some way a part of that, without ever thinking that I ever would or could or should be. But there's so much inspiration out there to be had. And my massive hope now is that, honestly, I don't care if you've got a camera phone or the most expensive camera in the world, you can think and be aware globally. And sometimes you can feel impotent to these massive global issues. But man, you can make a hell of a difference in your own community. You really can. So if there's a way to, you know, empower someone living in an estate, someone living in a village, someone living in any town in the country, you can literally walk out of your front door and walk down your street and you'll find someone that's having a hard time. And you can get to know them and you can genuinely befriend them and you can genuinely over time earn their trust as you would in any relationship. And then you too can be a conduit for their situation. And once all of these kind of private situations are shared publicly, people suddenly wake up to the fact that this isn't some small byline in a newspaper. This is happening everywhere and it's got to stop. And I think photography can do that. I really can. Amongst other art forms, obviously, I'm going to say photography because it's what I do. But that's my great hope. I really, when we sometimes we're led to believe that all photography is now is Instagram and selfies and narcissism and self. One day I just have this belief and this hope that things like Instagram is going to be a tool for social change and social justice and social sharing. And I think it can happen. It certainly can happen within all of our lifetimes. We've just got to make that switch and make it happen.
Well, maybe the book will, I'm sure it will. I'm sure the book will encourage people who see it to actually do that. Because I think when you actually have an artifact in your hand, it's such as a book, it has a power. It has a presence.
I've certainly, I mean, I went for years without having any books. You know, when I was still living on the bus, it was too small to have a bookcase. But now we're in here, there's a little bit more space. So I'll admit that whenever I can find a bargain, I'm all about finding photo books. And it transcends the, you know, there's almost sometimes this, like the internet's such a great tool for sharing and communication and coming together and sharing ideas and building up momentum. But man, when you take something that's in the physical realm and you do hold it, and it could be a print or a book or a magazine or whatever, you know it. You know that it's real. You know that thing that you get from it. You can't deny it's real because it's suddenly within your understanding of reality so much more because you're touching it and you can, yeah. So, yeah. Book. Wow. honestly, it's probably too soon for me to be talking about any of this because certainly in the sense of how overwhelmed I am with the response to the Kickstarter. I wrote a little piece just a little bit earlier about, you know, how I was kind of lost for words and really humbled by what had happened there. But I'll never be lost for words about the causations for why I made the book because all of those causations are still happening. You know, just today I was with Tilney One. He's having a hell of a time. I haven't been able to speak to Simon for a week. I'm sure he's in hospital and I can't contact him. So I'm really worried about him. So all of these things are still going on. And I've just been caught up in this amazing campaign, Kickstarter campaign for the last 3 days. And it's just, it's been incredible.
Well, you know, I can remember, you know, I spoke to you, well, I don't know, I think it's maybe like 6 years ago, it seems like that was the beginning of the journey. And now here you go, we're having another conversation at the beginning of the book journey.
Yeah.
So what do you want to say something maybe through this to everyone? I know you've written stuff, but just to the people who have kind of, they've retweeted, posted on Facebook and stumped up the cash.
Well, you know, absolutely. I think what's really poignant to me is that there's two, I'm kind of stuck in the middle of this amazing, I'm like a page within a book, and one half of the book is the amazing trust and the selfless giving of all of the people that have invited me into their lives to document them. And the other side of the book is all the people constantly through the last 7 years that have been there to help and support and, you know, follow the stories and have left comments and in a really big way, I feel, become personally involved within the stories. The amount of people that write to me asking me about the people in the stories, how are they doing? And, you know, the fundraisers that I've done for certain people that I've documented and how successful they've been. And so now, you know, if this is the culmination of, let's say, the last 7 years' work, it's, it's really, I feel myself getting emotional, because it is emotional. It can't not be. It's a hell of a thing to have so many people give their time and their genuine emotion and their absolute support. I feel really, really blessed to be part of such a great community. I really do. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, look, thanks. And, sorry, go on, Jim.
No, I was just saying, and also thank you for all the people in the book, because all of this, okay, so none of this has ever been about me wanting to be a photographer. All of this has been about me wanting in some way to make sure that all of these people that I met as strangers and along this huge journey and continuous journey, because it's going to continue after the book comes out. This is just a, you know, another chapter, if you like. It's like part of this long form life, which is life, right? For all of them, it's a thank you as well, because it means that they are not going unnoticed. So it's not a thanks from a photographer for a photographer having a photo book release. It's a thank you for a lot of human beings to a lot of other human beings for giving a damn. And that's what really, really chokes me up, because that's what's important here, you know. It's not going unnoticed.
You know, Jim, a couple of days ago before this all kicked off, I said to you, well, you know, why don't we have a chat? And I thought, you know, we might try and kind of help push along the Kickstarter.
Exactly what I thought. And the dog.
Yeah, the dog. So listen, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
And as always, it's great. And your passion's amazing. I think the book's amazing. I think the work is incredible.
To be honest, before you go, I'm not going to let you get away with this. I owe you some thanks, because if memory serves me right, you were the very first person to publish a piece, pens, about the work that I was doing. So thank you for that.
Oh, anyway. But before we get into self gratification, listen, cheers, Jim, and good luck, mate.
Thank you.